I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99. Each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's time to get rambling with your host of the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast, Nick Pearl. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Nick Pearl, and I'm joined by a sexy bastard. I'm joined by Chris Angelo today.
What is up, y'all? This is Chris Angelo here. Yeah, let's get rambling.
So is this what it's like, man? Is this like,
making it to the big time. You finally made your debut. So we will be going to SummerSlam Saturday and Sunday, both nights, because SummerSlam now is just apparently too big for one night. Just like WrestleMania. And they got a bunch of events that are going to be going on, like WWE Late Night with Tony Hinchcliffe. Just kidding. They canceled that. We were supposed to be going Saturday night, and they said, nah. No low ticket sales? We're not doing it. That's a load of bullcrap, by the way, because they needed like 500 more tickets for a sellout. They weren't going to get a sellout, but like 600, 700 people already bought. And they had a week and a half. Anyway, it's beyond me. I don't know why I'm upset about it. But other people really don't care for it. I just wanted to see what it was going to be like. Honest. I think it would have been fun. Would have been a nice thing to do at night. But instead of that, what are we going to now on Saturday morning, Chris?
Let's see. We got some tickets to the tailgate, actually. So when I was actually buying the tailgate tickets, there were 2 days. There were two events. So one was on Saturday, and then the other one was on Sunday. And dumb old me bought the Sunday tickets, which actually worked out pretty good because I called the guy. The guy seems like a generally nice guy. This is the second tailgate that he's actually hosting too. So this is actually going to be a cool moment for me and Nick. And there's going to be drinks. There's going to be food. There's going to be hot dogs, sausage, like cheeseburgers as well too. And it's going to be a good time. And then once after that tailgate, we're going straight to the stadium, and we're going to be watching the Saturday night of SummerSlam right there. So let's see, Nick, how excited are you for this event?
Oh, I can't wait. And you're doing a great job so far. I just want to tell you, you're natural at this.
Thank you. I try my best.
Yeah, this guy bought a Sunday ticket to the tailgate, not realizing that it was a Sunday ticket when I told him to buy the Saturday tickets. And I knew it was going to happen because when I Googled the tickets, it came up as Sunday first. I said, he's totally going to buy the wrong day. He's totally going to buy the wrong
so
day. And he freaking did.
When you scroll down, you scroll all the way down. It's like, you have like the main screen that says Saturday. But then like when you scroll all the way down, you see like another thing that says get your tickets now. It didn't say anything about like, oh, this is like a Sunday event. I'm like, okay, like that's the website's fault right there.
No, it's very strange. I mean, it's a second tailgate. Look, the guy's got to learn when he's promoting the event. Can you have the Saturday day, the day that's coming first, come up first at the top of Google, maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's all right, though. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have some good food. I've never been to a tailgate. I know you probably have been. Have you been to a tailgate?
Yes, I actually have.
The guy's a master right here. He knows exactly what we're looking for. I've never done a tailgate. I'll have a nice Coca-Cola. I will have a hot dog. And maybe they'll have some wrestling on. And if you guys see me there, I will have this bracelet on. And what I'm going to have you do is, for those of you that can't see it, it's a nice blue. It's got a blue stripe on a black bracelet with a QR code. I'm going to make you tap this with your phone, whatever device you may have, and you're going to add yourself to my contact list. If I ever wanted to send out emails or anything about the podcast, I also just get a kick out of making people tap me. So please tap my wrist if you see me, and I will probably track you down at the tailgate to tap my wrist. We are also doing some meet and greets on Sunday. I would show the papers, but I don't want you guys to steal my QR codes. We are meeting Jade Cargill and also Tiffany Stratton. We don't know who the
It's
women's
Tiffy
champion is going
time.
to be. This is kind of crazy. Jade's my girl. I do have an action figure I bought. I'm a bit of a geek. I wanted her to sign it, but of course, with these Fanatics meet and greets, it's either a picture or an autograph. You can't get both, which is ridiculous. So I'm getting my picture with Chris. We're going to pose nice with Tiffy. We're going to pose nice with Jade. And good guy Velarde, you all know him, you all love him. He's also going to be meeting his favorite girl of all time, Alexa Bliss, thanks to me, because I saw her get added. She's also sold out now. So he got lucky. We don't know if Velarde will be attending SummerSlam with us or not yet. We'll get to that later when we talk about Sunday, but let's just say he's out of his mind. Chris, let's get into this show. Once we drive in, once we have this tailgate, Saturday, look, people are saying Saturday's not going to be a good card. This is a tale of two shows. Saturday is going to be the entertainment in the WWE, what it stands for, and Sunday will be the wrestling in the what WWE stands for. So we got entertainment and we got wrestling. So Saturday night, your card. Let's start with the lower card matches on the card, and then we'll head up. We're looking at Wikipedia. We have Sami Zayn versus Karrion Kross with Scarlett, and if Kross wins, Sami Zayn must say Kross was right. But if Sami Zayn wins, Kross must say I was wrong. What a stipulation! This is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's a stipulation that I've never heard of before. I mean, there have been like very crazy stipulations. Honestly, I really want to see Sami Zayn go over in this match. I don't know about you because, I do have a feeling that Sami Zayn next year will probably be a main event star with that title, hopefully. I mean, WWE is really hinting on, his success with that title and also being in like the world title card. His fr best friend Kevin Owens could do it. He could definitely do it. I could tell you that.
Which true, and Sammy's like my favorite to win the Rumble right now, especially because it's in Saudi this year. So it depends on how you want to go about it. And some contract news for Karrion Kross, it's up very soon in a couple. I think it's a couple of days after SummerSlam. So if Kross wins this, then he most likely signed a new contract. If he loses this, then Kross is probably goodbye. Sayonara, we won't be seeing him again. I kind of have a feeling that Kross is going to win this. So Sami Zayn's got more of a hardship leading up to the Royal Rumble. But I also think that Kross is going to be getting a new group, and there's going to be some people debuting on this show that I am a big fan of. They didn't get used much in AEW. They sat in the crowd in NXT one time, and I'm talking about The Righteous, Vincent and Dutch. It's kind of like a Wyatt family type of thing, but a little different. Not the creepiness that they had. Just an overall good tag team, and I think they would fit really well with Cross. Then again, you've already gone the route with Cross being in a team, so I don't know if you want to do that again. I'm gonna say Cross takes this though. Something's just telling me it's gonna be. Sami Zayn needs more hardship because when he ultimately does win the world title, you got a lot you could do with him. This is a nice little feud that they've been having. I'm glad they're on pay-per-view. They've both been busting their butts. So it's very good to see, even though it's probably going to be a bathroom match, which I'm not going to the bathroom. You'll go to the bathroom. I'm not going to go.
Yeah, I'll probably go to the bathroom
He'll
after
go
like the
maybe
third,
once or twice. Maybe he'll
after
get
like,
himself another beer or something.
yeah, after like the third beer I had,
Third
like
beer, fourth
probably
beer.
twice.
What? Another beer.
What?
What? All right, next match.
All right, let's go.
The Judgment Day versus, which is Raquel Rodriguez and Roxanne Perez versus Charlotte Flair and Alexa Bliss. They're not friends. Did you know this? They're not friends, but now they're becoming friends. And when they win the titles, they'll probably hug.
This is definitely like a great storyline for like Roxanne Perez and I got like a new type really. I mean Roxanne Perez, I mean I went from Liv Morgan to like now Roxanne Perez.
The man's
It's
got a
like
type.
I got yeah,
No, I mean, maybe Roxanne actually steals Liv Morgan's guy. You know, it's Liv Morgan stole Mobby's guy. Now it's gonna be Roxanne taking that prize.
Well, let me tell you, Roxy already brought Dirty Dom some nuggies. She brought him a new Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
You never know, he's getting all the goodies.
Oh yeah, no, definitely taking t getting them chicken nuggies. I mean, I like them McDonald's chicken nuggets. Let me tell you,
You know, I
oof.
like the Wendy's. That's what I prefer. I like the
Oh
Wendy's
yeah,
nuggets.
it's either McDonald's or Burger
They got the
King.
saucy nuggets too, Wendy's.
Yeah, I don't know. Who
You're the
knows?
Wendy's guy, huh?
No, I used to be. I used to be a
So what
Wendy's guy,
happened?
but I just kind of lost taste in it. It's like back in high school. I used to eat Wendy's a lot, and all of a sudden I was like, college. It was Taco Bell, really. My
Taco Bell.
sister really
Taco
got
Bell
me
got
into Taco
nuggets
Bell.
though.
I know. I mean, they did. They actually did
Did
at like
they?
one point.
I
Yeah,
wouldn't
for
eat
like
Taco
limited
Bell
time.
nuggies.
Yeah, no, I did. You could search it up. Like Taco Bell had chicken
That's
nuggets for a
crazy.
limited time.
I guess I'll put it up on this episode, a picture of the Taco Bell
Yeah.
nuggies. That's freaking crazy, bro. All right,
Yeah.
who's taking this one?
I'm gonna say Judgment Day, once again elevating Roxanne Perez. Hopefully Roxanne Perez, gets the pinfall against I honestly Charlotte Flair.
All right, so I think Charlotte and Bliss are going to win the belts because they want top stars. I want to do something with these tag titles, and I mean, Raquel and Roxy have been doing great. You need some tension there. They'll probably win them back, honestly. The Judgment Day just always has belts. Continuing on night one, here's a match we don't really got to talk about much. Randy Orton and Jelly Roll versus Drew McIntyre, as long as he's able to get back into the country, and Logan Paul. Jelly Roll's probably going to get the pin. It's going to be the most ridiculous thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as long as Jelly Roll gets the pin on Logan Paul, it pro you know it'll
That's
be
probably what's going to be.
good. Yeah, like if it was Drew McIntyre, like that would be awful. It would be
What if they
absolutely
replace
awful.
McIntyre with The Miz?
I'd be okay with it. Honestly, Jelly Roll could like pin either, The Miz or Logan Paul. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really too big on this match. I mean, Logan Paul is a great star, I feel. But yeah, like just like I'm not like the biggest fan with like celebrity tag teams, really, because I've seen so many of them and it's kind of like the same cliche.
Moving on, because Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul are not winning this, okay? It's not going to be. You're going to get Jelly Roll like hitting an RKO. which is freaking
Yeah,
ridiculous, by
I
the
know.
way. Moving on, Tiffany Stratton versus Jade Cargill for the women's title. Like I said earlier, we are meeting both of these women. We don't know who the champion will be. You could flip a coin on this one. I know I say that a lot in these predictions, but. Is tippy time up? I think so.
I think so too.
I
Honestly,
think so.
we now have an agreement after actually, well, we did actually agree to Randy Orton Jelly Roll, but like,
Well, that was an unspoken thing. We were agreeing no matter what on that. She had her WrestleMania match. It was all right. Bit of heat behind it, bit of heat, but it happened. She already ran through the division. It's like Nia Jax every single week, you know. So Jade Cargill, give her the belt. It's going to be a better match than people think. I know Eamon, my cousin, for those of you that don't know Eamon and have never listened to the podcast before, he has no hopes for this match at all. He thinks it's going to be a complete dud. Eamon, you're wrong. Jade and Tiffany are going to knock it out of the park, and they're going to surprise you. Jade Cargill will walk out as your women's champion, and then me and Chris will be taking a picture with our muscles
Hell
with
yeah.
the belt. Hopefully, maybe we'll put the belt around our shoulders. You never know. A brand new champion, Jade Cargill. It's gonna be.
Jade, I got you, girl. You
Can't
got
wait.
this.
I'm ready to see this, and we'll be going nuts.
You got
All
this.
right.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Next matchup here. I don't know what the main event's gonna be. It's probably. I don't know.
I think
Let's
it's
go
gonna
with
be
this.
Gunther.
Maybe. So we'll talk
Yeah.
Roman and Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. The Bloodline versus the Bronze. Bron Breakker to pin Roman Reigns. Hot take.
God, honestly, Roman has suffered, too much. I would say that, Jay should take the fall. I don't know, maybe like some kind of screw over or whatnot. I mean, it would make sense, but I feel like Roman has been constantly getting hurt with, like all these like pins, because like, at one point he wasn't even getting pinned for over like 1,000 days, and now, after like a year, it's like he's constantly getting pinned after pinned after pinned by, Seth Rollins, Solo Sikoa.
Do you think they're saving Braun versus Roman for like Mania, maybe, where
I
that's when
do.
Braun would get the pin? I don't think Roman and Jey are winning this.
Yeah, I
You
mean, you
got it. They
know.
just had, well, then again, on Raw, they just had them get taken out by the Bronze.
Yeah, I know.
So, I
He took
mean,
his shoe.
he
Bronson
took his
Reed took
shoe. The man took his
Roman's.
shoe. He
Yeah.
can't, it sucks and dirty.
Disrespectful. We gotta see the
Yeah, bro.
backstage heat that happened on WWE Unreal for next year.
Yes. We don't have a reaction to that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No taking his shoe. No
check
taking
out
his shoe.
WWE Unreal episode 4. You will see our reaction to John
Yeah.
Cena's heel turn twice. You'll hear us in the audio very clearly, and we have the last page in the credits. Check us out. Thank you. All right, back to the episode. So you have the Bronze winning?
Yeah, I have
All right, we
the
agree on
bronze
that then.
ring winning. Yeah.
Perfect.
That should actually be their, is that their actual name, or did you make that up?
I made that up
Oh,
because
you
both of
made
their
that
names
up?
start with
Yeah.
Braun.
Yeah, no, of course. That's why I always get like, Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed so confused,
The
because like,
Bronze.
the bronze, yeah.
Yeah. Breaker. Maybe they let Braun, one of the Bronze, cash in instead of Seth. Because Heyman's been holding the briefcase still. If, it wasn't going to be a thing, he wouldn't be holding it. So that's for the next match. Gunther versus CM Punk. I got Punk beating Gunther, and I have a cash in if Seth is not injured.
Before Seth Rollins' injury, I would have probably said like yes, but I do feel like Seth Rollins is actually injured for real. I got CM Punk on this match as well too. With Gunther, it's not like he's gonna lose anything. I mean, he tapped out at WrestleMania, so
But
you know.
that's he the only way he loses is like by tapping out now. He's
Yeah.
tapped out one time, two times. He's either tapped out two or three times in his whole WWE career, and he's only been beaten like five or six.
Yeah, so like
And like three
CM
of them,
Punk.
like two or three of them were Dragunov.
Yeah, so
They're
CM
still
Punk.
saving that. They, that
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The only thing, if let's say Gunther does beat Punk here, that would mean that Dragunov is most likely coming back and he's the next challenger.
When watching Unreal, I mean, I don't know how much of this I could really talk about on this podcast, but like, while watching Unreal, he was like the number one pick for literally every single match. So like they
Yeah, it's
gotta
bound to
have,
be, it's bound to happen.
yeah.
So those are our SummerSlam Saturday predictions. Sunday morning, we will be at the mall doing our meet and greets, like I said earlier. Velarde will be driving in to meet Alexa Bliss. Now, if he goes to SummerSlam, Velarde got a front row ticket. He bought a front row ticket. Me, Chris, where are we? 200s? Where's Velarde? Right next to the ramp.
But the actual question is he actually, keeping
Is he going to
that
keep this ticket
ticket?
or is he going to sell it? That's
He's
the real question. We
gonna
don't
sell it
know
for
if he's going to make it there,
$600.
but he will be in Jersey Sunday morning. He will be at the meet and greets. He will be at the mall. We're all going to check out the SummerSlam store. He's not going to go to the water park with us, Chris, unfortunately.
Oh, no, come on. That's
But
a that
Vlade will be there.
that's like the highlight.
I know. If he does go to SummerSlam, we will have some of the most incredible footage imaginable being uploaded to the podcast Instagram,
Huh.
and I will make him wear a Ramblin' About Wrestling podcast t-shirt as well. I will make him do the networking for me.
He's also got to bring a sign too that has the QR code,
If I wonder if that'll get him
Let's
in.
get rambling.
All right, let's get into night two. We have an incredible TLC match, the SmackDown Tag Division, the best tag division in all of wrestling. And AEW's got a great tag division, but SmackDown's is just on another level to the point where they're like main eventing the show, stuff like that. You got the tag champs, the Wyatt Six, they just won it, versus Andrade and Phoenix, versus DIY, versus Fraxium, versus Motor City, versus the Street Profits. Crazy TLC match. I think it's gonna get cut for time, which is gonna suck. But it's awesome to see these guys on the show. TLC is gonna be incredible.
They should not cut this match at all. I
They
feel like,
shouldn't.
you know, watching this in person is gonna be like an event. This is gonna be like the highlight of like of Sunday night. Like, you know, having this match set, this is like a wild card that is given to us, the fans. So I think that, you know, this is definitely gonna be a very enjoyable match. Any team could win. Any team could win. I got no bets on this match. Honestly, any team could win win this match.
Well, I'll place my bets for this match. The Wyatt Six just won the belts. The Wyatt Six will retain said belts. I just think it's too early. Let them run the division. Maybe they'll debut another new team. You don't know what they're going to do. But, you know, we talked about them bringing the Righteous in, Vincent and Dutch. Maybe the Wyatt Six go up against Vincent and Dutch. They have the draft coming up soon. That could be a very nice, you know, kind of match to do. They're very similar groups. But Wyatt Six to win.
If they do win, it's definitely going to you know, elevate their storyline and also making them a little bit more interesting to the audience you know, themselves too.
Next matchup, AJ Styles versus Dirty Dom. Styles is a man of many professions. He's a janitor. He's a busboy, whatever the frick he does. Dom's had a great run. Won it at Mania, had his moment. Crowd went nuts. I went crazy. Styles, it's Styles' time. If you give Styles this Intercontinental Championship match, you give him the belt, Cena can lose to Cody in the main event, and Cena's retirement match could be for the Intercontinental belt, the one belt he never held.
Honestly, I could agree more with you, Nick, on this one.
I'm glad you agree. That makes me
Yeah.
very happy that you agree, because
I
now I'm going to
know.
attack
I know.
you.
Yeah, because at first it was like, you know, we had different opinions, but now, you know, we've gone to like, you know, the good stuff on the card. So we
Because
now
it's
have
Sunday. It's
you know, because it's Sunday. So
Sunday.
it's like, you know, like nobody's like arguing or debating, like, oh, like, you know, like this guy is cool, but you know, I think that this guy, you know, has more of a chance to like win because of his push.
Yeah, so Styles to take it. More opportunities for what they can do with the Intercontinental title after that. Next matchup, United States. I just realized they got the US and the IC title on the same night, which is something that never usually happens on like two night shows. Solo versus Jacob Fatu in a steel cage. It sucks because I don't think Jacob Fatu is going to get the belt back yet. I think they're going to put him more into the main event, and Solo's going to retain with shenanigans leading to War Games in November.
Jacob still needs to kind of beat Solo, and I think later on in the line, I think that Jacob Fatu will lose it to a more newer superstar along the way. So I'm gonna go with Solo's Jacob Fatu winning this.
I just think Solo's going to take it for now because it's too much. This is only the second match. And Jacob Fatu overcoming the odds at the end would be the better story, honest to me. But I'm fine with either way. It's a steel cage match. Come on, we love
Yeah.
steel cages,
Yeah.
man.
Also, Jacob Fatu has to kind of get online with like the whole world title picture because there's a lot of people on that line. I can name, you know, LA Knight, Sami Zayn, who else? Let's see.
That's a nice
Yeah.
list you got there. You can name a
Yeah.
bunch. You name a few.
Dominic
What? World
Mysterio,
title? You kidding me? Get the frick out of
I
here.
who knows?
Dirty Dom's not there yet.
Braun Breaker.
That's true. That's true. All right. So we just switched over to a second Zoom call because we ran out of time because I'm not paying for Zoom premium. I have the basic plan.
Yeah, you're poor.
Yeah,
Sorry.
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to. Becky Lynch versus Lyra Valkyria. One of the best built stories in recent memory for the women. Honestly, could be in recent memory, period. They've been doing some great stuff back and forth. Even though Lyra lost the belt, this has really elevated her to that next level, which is fantastic. I'm glad Becky's been doing this. That's what Becky's best at, honestly, is building newer talent. And Lyra's just incredible. I love this girl. I met her during WrestleMania. I look like a nerd, and I look like I'm, you know, kind of nutty in the picture. But I was starstruck. I love this girl. She's a bird. If Lynch wins, Lyra can no longer challenge for the title while Lynch is champion. That's a little caveat. I think Lyra's gonna win. Big moment for her. Becky doesn't need it. Let Lyra finally take Becky down for good. First ever women's Intercontinental champion. Let her get it back. Let her have an even better run now because she didn't show as much personality during her first reign as she has been recently. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm on the same page too, and Lyra definitely deserves another win against the belt.
I'm glad we agree. I like this. This is great. But by the way, I forgot to mention this is no DQ, no count out.
Yeah.
Yes, this guy knows what's up. Naomi versus Rhea versus Io. Three-way dance for the women's title. The three ways just don't miss. The WrestleMania triple threat with Bianca in there was one of the best women's matches I've ever seen live anywhere. It was just that good. So throwing Naomi in there, you're still going to have the Rhea and Io dynamic where Rhea's never beaten Io clean, never beaten Io. And now Naomi's there. I think it's too early to belt Rhea up again. I think it's Io's run was kind of getting stale, even though she's been putting on great matches. They're saving Io for something. Maybe she'll win the belt again down the line, not right now. Naomi just got it. They're building her versus Stephanie. I think Stephanie McCair is going to be the one to take the belt off her. Naomi's going to weasel her way out of this somehow.
Here's a theory. Naomi winning, Rhea turning on Io.
You're going to turn Rhea heel.
I mean, who
Out of
knows?
frustration. I don't
The
know if you'll
frustration,
do
the
it out of
frustration.
frustration. I don't think full on heel. Maybe she just pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
But
it's like
Naomi, I
they
think, takes this because she just started. She's got her run. I don't think they wouldn't make money in the bank. They wouldn't make her cash in money in the bank to have like a 3 week reign, would they? They would. They would.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very possible, really. I mean, I don't
Well,
think
don't put
that.
that into the world.
I mean, who knows?
Don't
This
say it.
is the world of wrestling. Anything could go. Even chaos could actually occur in a lot of these shows too. And
God.
it's the storyline will be magnificent.
Oh, I like that word too. Look at this. The
Yeah.
man's vocabulary is immaculate. Solid picks. Main event time in a street fight. There's like every single match on here is almost every single match is stipulation, except for the Intercontinental and the three way. John Cena versus Cody Rhodes, street fight for the undisputed WWE Championship. I like that they're making it a street fight because they're saying, guys, there's going to be shenanigans. We already know this. It's like with All In when you had Jon Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page. You knew there was going to be shenanigans. I'm gonna make you watch that match. But John Cena, Cody Rhodes. Look, people said their WrestleMania match was not good. Chris, did you like their WrestleMania match watching on TV?
I was not the greatest fan of it. I remember when he actually won it. I was very surprised that he won it in that fashion because there was no finisher at all. He just hit him with the belt and he pinned him with the 1-2-3. And I was like, wait, what? What happened? Did I miss something?
It
And all of
was
a sudden.
definitely out of nowhere. And being there, the energy in the crowd made the match feel better. Like it was a better match to me than I guess everybody else watching around the world. But I'd Cena wrestled a different style. He's kind of changed that a little bit. I guess he's trying more now because he realized that wasn't working.
Yeah, and they also it's like I was watching that match when my sister and my mom were in the room, and they kept asking me so many questions. Once he even won the belt, they were like asking me about like, oh, what's this match about?
Oh my
I'm
God,
like,
after he won the belt.
I'm just like, why are you asking me this now? Like this is like the biggest moment of like wrestling history, and you're asking me like, what's this match about?
My God.
Like what?
So, yeah, the biggest question going into this, it's not who wins. Do we get a double turn? When John Cena and Cody Rhodes had that segment where they did the contract signing, where Cody illegally signed John Cena's name onto the contract, so therefore this match shouldn't even be happening. Anyway, I digress.
That was a Homelander move.
It was very heelish of Cody to do that, where Cena wasn't necessarily wrong for once. So I think the street fight's going to allow them to have a better match all around. When the moment matters, he needs to put the brass knucks on, word life, boom, he'll do it. It's going to be entertaining. I think it's going to be a great match, hopefully. And I don't want Cody to win the belt back because he was stale as all hell, in my opinion, when he was champion for a year and his reign really was just, you want a match? Sure, let's do it. And then they build the tension after that. Yeah. I don't want Cody to be champion again. But if he's going to be more heelish and have an edge to his character, then I'm all for it. So Cena, I think he's going to lose the belt. I think Cody's going to take it back.
I agree too, and I want to go back to that double turn. I mean, a lot of people are thinking that, so it might
Are you
be
thinking that?
it is possible. Who knows? I think maybe The Rock shows
Oh
up.
my God! I know Rock didn't show up
Maybe,
at Mania. Rock's not showing
possibly
up here. There's no Travis Scott.
going like
Travis Scott's
doing the
gone.
one,
This is where
doing this and doing the.
you could throw Seth in
Yeah,
if he's
maybe
cleared.
possibly throw Seth in, and then
I
all of a
don't
sudden, like,
know. It's still.
not Cody turning, but maybe someone comes out and turns on Cody. Maybe that's CM Punk. Maybe that's Randy Orton. Who knows?
So we're both going Cody Rhodes on this.
Going with Cody Rhodes. I'm just trying to find like a scenario where it's not predictable. It's not a predictable stance because everybody's gonna go be going in there saying like, oh, Cody's gonna be turning heel.
Or they could just do nothing and it could just be a regular street fight with no shenanigans at all. And Cody Rhodes wins it clean. Well, not really clean, it's a street fight.
Yeah, and Cody gets booed anyway.
Cody, it's New York. We're a tough crowd. We boo Cena and we boo Cody.
Yeah.
So I don't know which way they're going to go about that. But Cody Rhodes, as much as I don't want to see it, if he's got the edge, by all means, let's do it. That's our card, and Cardi B is going to be there. Maybe a Cardi B versus Bayley. We don't need to talk too much. We don't got to ramble about that much, but
Are you
it might
B?
be. It might be. That's all 12 matches announced for SummerSlam. Those are our predictions. We will be chilling in Jersey, having a grand old time. I can't wait for this. This is going to be a great time. It's mine and Chris's first trip going away to a show. I'm very excited. I can't wait to hang out with you, Chris.
Yeah, no, same here, Nick.
We're gonna
Like,
have a great
this
time.
is,
From being in high school, barely talking, to all of a sudden, boof, you're part of the crew. It's great. It's
yeah,
great.
because, it's wrestling. Nobody gives a fudge.
Hopefully,
See, I covered myself this time.
we have a good angle ringside by good guy Velarde, but I really don't know. We're not gonna know till like the day of. That'll be a game time decision if he actually goes and sits front row or if he just gets the row behind us and a couple of seats over for both nights. Like he could have just done that, but no, he splurged. And we're not gonna disclose how much he splurged, but if you check Ticketmaster right now, you will see. Check row A, sorry, it's like section A1 or 1A, row 14 or something. Yes, that's what he spent. And it will be worthwhile. It's the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, he's got to keep that ticket. That's a one in a lifetime ticket right there.
I've been your host, Nick Pearl. This has been the one and only Chris Angelo. Great debut on the podcast. Can't wait to chill out in New Jersey. Where'd you go? No,
Can
I couldn't see
you see
you. I
me
couldn't
now?
see you for a
Okay.
sec.
All right.
Gonna have a great time in Jersey, chilling out, going around, tailgating, meet and greets, walking around the mall, going to the water park. The vlog is gonna be crazy. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Chris, close us out.
All right, see you guys later, and never forget, keep rambling.
Let's keep rambling. You're close.
Let's
You're
keep
close.
rambling, okay.
Let's keep rambling, everybody.
All right, forgot the let's. Let's keep rambling. Let's keep rambling.
Oh my God.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.